Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
All week, all year, it's all college football on Chuck Oliver Show, and that includes right now. Certainly true, hour one, Irish Show for warchant.com. We talk through everything that's going on around the Florida State program right now, at least some of the bigger headlines. Irish Show for warchant.com. Talked a little FSU, Sam Conn Jr., State of Texas, the Southwest, the future, et cetera. You get him every day on The Athletic, like I say, with a great roster of men and women covering college football. I assume The Athletic's got great coverage of other sports. I don't know that I've ever read any story. Dan, do you have a membership at The Athletic? If you I need somebody to tell me a great article that's not college football there, because I don't think I have ever read a single article at The Athletic that wasn't from their college football coverage.
I do have, and we had Andy Staples on last week. We've had Seth Emerson on numerous times.
I mentioned Grace.
Just numerous, just great talent over there at The Athletic. Yep. It's worth it for the college football coverage alone, for sure.
Yeah, I've told you, folks, and I'm transparent, that they don't advertise. They're not paying me to do this. The Athletic and then LandryFootball.com is the only two I pay for, and just tremendously different, but just great websites. So appreciate Sam Conn coming on. I mentioned maybe the middle of hour one. Kid named Zay Flowers. Kid from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who, when he came out of high school, you wouldn't have initially, upon first glance, thought, oh, honor graduate from Boston College. Because I'm saying mostly because he was this flyer on the outside from the state of Florida, which means if it's not Miami, UF, or Florida State, it could be UCF, South Florida, FIU, et cetera. There's a lot of good football between Fort Lauderdale and Boston. But Zay Flowers decides to go to Boston College. Is he a Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones sort of player? No, he's not. He's 5'10", about 175 pounds. In fact, I would use the phrase, I would call him willowy. That's the word I'm going to say. He is very bendy, very good body control. And there are times when he'll take a hit and looks like a pinball. But Zay Flowers is a really good route runner and he's got good speed and hands and everything else. And so he's been productive. In an offense where they probably have an NFL quarterback in Jurkovic, but Zay Flowers, he's been very productive. For instance, last year he had a really good season. Now, his really good season was 44 catches for 746 yards and 5 touchdowns. If you are wondering, well, is that a good season? Well, 44 catches is a fine season. It's not gargantuan. And the yardage, if you get up to about 20 yards a catch, that's elite sort of stuff. 18, 19, you're really close to that. Well, he's at 17. He had 5 touchdowns. So he's a really good wide receiver. And Zay Flowers himself, first person. I mentioned this in hour one. If you saw the Jordan Addison transfer from Pitt to USC, that was forecasted before Jordan Addison was even in the portal. Do you remember that? Headline, Jordan Addison to transfer to Southern Cal. And so I went to the 247. I was like, oh, I didn't see, because that kid, Biletnikoff Award, best receiver in America, according to people who vote on stuff like that. In 2021, Jordan Addison, Pitt, Biletnikoff. So I go back to the 247. I say database of those in the portal. It's not official. I don't have a password to log into the one the coaches can go into, but 247 does a really good job of keeping it up. And I was like, Jordan Addison's not in here. There must be a lag. No, there was no lag. Jordan Addison wasn't in the portal, and he was already being talked about as a transfer. We saw how that played out. There must be tampering going on. I mentioned that with Mike Norvell. Zay Flowers, in the 3 days leading up to the May 1st deadline, he received multiple six-figure offers via intermediaries to enter the portal and then transfer, and I will pick three schools. These are not the schools. intermediate area from Oklahoma State, one from Nebraska, and one from Arizona. They all called. He said the top offer was $600,000 to transfer. Another one offered him $300,000. Now, I will fast forward to, spoiler alert, Zay decided to remain at BC, and he has signed either three or four name, image, likeness deals. One of them lets him have a BMW, and then the others are cash. It does not approach the $300,000 mark and certainly not the $600,000. That is not what this is. But he got a brand new, beautiful BMW, and he got a little scratch, a little phone money, cheddar, paper. Not $600,000. As I told you, he comes from Fort Lauderdale. Mom passed away when he was like three. Dad's a truck driver, 14 kids. He said, when you talk about cousins and, you know, aunts and uncles, he says, there's probably about 20 people that I could be helping with this money right now. 20. Folks, I'm 54. My wife and I, we don't have kids. I get stressed thinking about providing for myself and her. And I'm a grown man with a job. Zay Flowers. There was a kid, Tyron Smith. He was an All-American offensive tackle out of USC, and he was a first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. Dan, did you ever hear the stories about Tyron Smith's family showing up at the complex?
Yeah, I mean, he had to disassociate himself.
He had to call Dallas Cowboys, like, official NFL security. He's like, hey, my family keeps showing up at practice, got their hands out like cups, asking for money. He had to call team security and say, no family members are allowed on Dallas Cowboy property anymore. I can't deal with this. He's not the only one. And if I came from a background where maybe there were 20 people who had been looking to be provided for in various ways, then maybe that would be me as well. Maybe if I had that income. None of that applies to me, and I'll take the tie there. I don't have the million-dollar income. I don't have that family situation. Was it Charles Barkley said, if we went to a world party and we all brought our problems with us? He said, we probably look around for a few minutes and then scoop all our problems up and take them back home with us. No, I'm good with my problems. Zay Flowers is one of 14 kids, and he detailed. He said that money can make a lot of difference to a lot of people. Doesn't matter if it's medical. Doesn't matter if it's paying rent. Quote, we don't live in the best area. This is a 21-year-old kid talking about this. We don't live in the best area. My dad does everything he can to make ends meet. He works a lot. Just having that amount of money offered, that's probably more than my dad has made in his life. Understand that. 14 kids, I'm a truck driver, and my son is going to be a rising senior at Boston College. He can make $600,000 by saying, Stillwater, here I come. I talked to my dad, and my dad said, I know that you love BC, you should stay there. So this was not a typical story. Once you get beyond the general description, because it's supposed to be all these people whispering in his ear, and Zay's going to transfer. No, Zay's like, I talked to my family, they're like, you love BC, you need to stay there. Now, this is not an ABC after-school special. And as we have established, the adult world, it can be a messy place sometimes. This is a great story. And I'm also going to raise my hand. Zay Flowers, a better 21-year-old than me, a better rising college senior than me. $500,000 just to do the exact same thing in a different zip code. And I got news for you. Playing football at a place where they're going to offer you $600,000 for a kid who caught 44 passes last year. At a program where they got 600 grand for you. Do you know what that program is? I'm going to just give you examples. I don't know who it was, and Zay ain't saying. If I'm catching passes at BC, do you know what's better than that? Catching passes at Ohio State. Catching passes at Michigan. I started the program by saying catching passes at LSU. Zay Flowers had offers from the top of the college football food chain. He decided to stay at BC. He's going to graduate and have another great year, and he can go to the NFL, et cetera, et cetera. So for him, it works out. I'm saying that while that's a great story, there were 99 other kids like Zay Flowers who we never got this end of it. The end of the story where Zay says, so I went to my head coach, Jeff Hafley, and I told him, I'm getting calls from all these schools, not the schools directly, intermediaries. I'm getting calls from all these schools. The other 99 kids out of 100, yeah, they didn't go talk to their coach. And they did jump in the portal. Flowers wasn't even in the portal, folks. They did jump in the portal, and they did transfer. So when I hear Mike Norvell beating a shoe on the table going, there's tampering, I don't even need to know who says it. Quote, college head coach, there's tampering. I look at it and go, yep, no matter who he is, what team he coaches, what conference he's in, he's right.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. Always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
I got to tell you, folks, you build the following and the reputation that our next guest has, and I'm not trying to lay it on thick. He's supposed to be, like, gray hair, and he gets a pass where he can park up front. In a relatively short amount of time, our next guest has built, like I said, a following and a reputation when it comes to previewing and predicting how the coming college football season is going to go. It's about as good as you're going to find from Pick Six Previews. It is Brett Ciancia. Brett, welcome back, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be talking college football here. Nearing the release of my 11th annual season preview book, first ever hard copy this year, so I'm excited for that. But, yeah, it's been the most interesting offseason I can remember with the big coaching carousel and the biggest transfer portal movement ever. So a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and I want to start in the ACC, and this is going to be a passion project of mine. I'm going to start with Wake Forest because I have declared that the – and we're not going to talk gambling. I'm just giving you a barometer here. Their number for the season is 8.5, and I was at a casino last week. I was like, give me that. We're going over. All right, now get back onto the playing field. Tell me how you think Wake Forest and Dave Clawson, how 2022 unfolds for them.
Yeah, Wake Forest was a great success story last year. They're one of the best teams ever in school history, 2021. And it's really built around Dave Clawson's offense. If you watch them, watch their games, they run this RPO where they really mesh very long. The quarterback and the running back, they mesh for a while, making the linebackers commit. They run it to perfection. Specifically, Sam Hartman runs it to perfection. He's their quarterback. He's back. The issue they have is when a dominant defensive line can blow up that line. You saw Clemson, what they did to him last year. So they're going to have their work cut out for them against NC State and Clemson in a tough Atlantic this year. But, yeah, my hat's off to what they built at Wake Forest.
Yeah, and their defense, it was a colander last year. So if they can just play some defense, then maybe it'll be a lot better even than maybe last year. Let's talk about NC State. You mentioned them. With Dave Doran, I've always said he's going to find a quarterback, either his own or somebody else's, and they're going to be salty on both lines of scrimmage. Is this going to be a typical Dave Doran? Do you agree with that assessment of Dave Doran, quote, Dave Doran football? And what will 2022 look like in Raleigh?
Yeah, I think he's an excellent coach. I had a chance to speak with him last year talking about some of his All-American candidates. Yeah, no, I think that they're one of the more underappreciated teams in America right now. They're coming off a strong season. Devin Leary, 30 touchdowns to 5 picks. Really a breakthrough year. No one talked about them. Now, their defense got kind of injured towards the back end of that season in November, so you took some losses. But everyone's back. You talk about returning production. Everyone is back for NC State. And many over there think it's their best team in school history, potentially. So a lot to like from them on both sides of the ball. I like both coordinators. especially Tony Gibson running that three-man front. And, they're a serious contender, not only for the ACC, but, I mean, you're talking top 10 potential in the preseason.
So Dabo has multiple times started a guy like Cole Stout and then turned it over to the stud freshman, started Kelly Bryant, turned over stud freshman. I guess anything you tell me about Clemson is going to be against the backdrop of how you think that that quarterback race unfolds, not only in August, but also during the season.
Yeah, it really comes down to that, because on the other side of the ball on defense, despite losing Brent Venables, the coordinator, their defense is one of the best in the country. I mean, that defensive line is just like rounding into form like their 2018 group, the Power Rangers. But, yeah, the issue is a quarterback. And DJU, he had a couple of big games back in 2020 as a true freshman. Didn't really live up to expectations last year. And you watch their spring game, he was still making some of those same mistakes, overthrows, underthrows, the whole bit. Kate Klubnik comes in, a dual-threat five-star, drawing huge reviews from Clemson and national media. So you're going to see a legit quarterback battle, and that'll be better off for both guys, I think, being challenged in fall. But they're a strong top-10 team again.
Can Yurkovic be the best quarterback in that division, and is that enough to kind of elevate the Eagles this season?
He's a special player. I'm actually a Boston College alum, so all bias aside, he really helped turn around Boston College, along with head coach Jeff Hafley. But he was injured for a lot of last year. He came back, a big emotional win against Virginia Tech on Red Bandana Night. Yeah, he's drawing NFL grades, first, second-round grades, and it's just such a tough division. There's really no easy game anymore. Even Syracuse has elevated their game on defense and an All-American running back, Sean Tucker. Louisville's got a great offense. Florida State, you think they've hit their rock bottom. They're bouncing back. So there's really no easy W in the Atlantic. So that's going to be an exciting division.
All right, so I've talked about, we're going to talk about Pitt and Keaton Slovis and however the quarterback position turns out, because I've talked about, I said that, folks, the biggest change in college football recruiting as recently as like 5 years ago, if you brought in a transfer, it was to start immediately or else you missed on evaluating the guy. Keaton Slovis is a quarterback from USC, and he may not start, I've heard, after spring. Tell me how you think that unfolds with a new OC, and obviously they've lost some talent to the NFL and the transfer portal.
Yeah, so, at the beginning of the offseason, you thought they'd only be losing Kenny Pickett, and then the whole rest of the offense would be back, but that started to erode now. They lost their coordinator, Mark Whipple, moves out to Nebraska. And then of course, the Biletnikoff winner. This is talking about transfer portal. The Biletnikoff winner transfers schools with Jordan Addison leaving Pittsburgh for USC. So, yeah, you have a quarterback battle there. I think that from a national scope, everyone just assumed that Slovis would come in, but he's in a serious battle there with Nick Patty. And we'll see how that unfolds. And I think Pittsburgh, I talked to a lot of head coaches and coordinators from across the conference, across the nation. And, Pitt comes up as a team nobody wants to face in terms of physicality. They're very physical and well-coached. Pat Narduzzi's defense, again, will be strong. So they're a contender in the Coastal. I put them up there with Miami and maybe a dark horse UNC.
You're talking about Miami. I'm going to ask you, can the best quarterback in the division be, Tyler Van Dyke, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good bet. A crowded division, a crowded conference for quarterbacks. You could go 8 or 9 deep. But what I like about Miami is when we're talking about coaching transitions, it used to be that it would take 2 or 3 recruiting cycles and years to build it. But Mario Cristobal came in, he signed 2 Broyles Award-winning coordinators, but then he plucked off, I think it's 6 starting defenders from other Power 5 teams. So an absolute talent infusion on defense. On offense, you have Tyler Van Dyke, a proven arm there. Skill talent's never an issue at Miami. So they turn into a serious Coastal contender overnight based on the portal.
And if Drake May gets himself into that conversation, that'd be a little bit of a revelation. Is he going to start, though?
Yeah, it's a 3-man race. I thought it was a 2-man race, but then you look at this true freshman coming in. It's a 3-man race for Phil Longo's offense. And they're looking to bounce back because, they were really special in 19 and 2020. The offensive line really struggled last year. They have a new offensive line coach coming in, Jack Bicknell. Worked with Longo for a couple years, and I really like the hire bringing Gene Chizik back to Chapel Hill on defense. Got to bring some physicality, some energy and emotion back to that defense that was gone last year, and it showed. So, again, a program on the rise. They're really locking down the in-state talent in North Carolina. And you just wonder when it's going to flip the switch to being a real contender. It could be this year. It might be a couple of years down the road.
All right. Wrapping up with Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 previews. And I don't have any reason to talk recruiting with you, but I don't know if you've seen Arch Manning has now committed to Texas. Tell me how you think this season unfolds for Steve Sarkisian and Quinn Ewers and everybody else out there in Austin.
Yeah, well, they have all the offensive firepower in the world at the skill positions. They really put in some impact transfers. The question will be, how far can that offensive line get them? It's been unstable for about a decade now, and you're waiting for it to click. They need to find a left tackle. They need to find pass protection because everything else is there. Now, defense, yeah, you need to work on the defense a bit. They bring in a great analyst in Gary Patterson. Never thought I'd see him in burnt irons, but here we are in 2022. So, they're a contender. The Big 12 is wide open, probably the most wide-open conference out there. I mean, you could talk me into five different teams out there. So they're going to be throwing the ball around the yard, and it's going to be an explosive offense. You just got to find a pass protection.
Folks, get yourself a debit card or credit card or something. Go to pick6previews.com and get on board. Brett, thank you for your time, brother.
Thanks, Chuck. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, Brett Ciancia of Pick 6 Previews does a great job there. Arch Manning. I know it's him on Twitter because it's at Arch Manning, and it's got a blue check. At that Twitter account, which only has one tweet so far, 6 minutes ago, committed to the University of Texas, hashtag hook'em. As I was watching the, what is the heart? Is that a like or a favorite? Or is that the same thing?
Like.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
If you heart it, you like it. I watched it go from 1,100 to it's now 10.1K. Like, as I'm watching, normally, like, I'll send out a tweet and you can see it go 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. I saw it go from, like, 1,100 is now 10.3K. Been retweeted about now 6,400 times. This is a pinball machine, folks. Dan, this is really his Twitter account, correct?
Got the blue check.
You would assume. So this is the announcement. If it actually is the destination, Quinn Ewers is a redshirt freshman, and I assume he's going to start. He kind of needs to. If you start Hudson Card and go 8-4, that's way different than starting a redshirt freshman and going 8-4. And then there's Arch Manning. And they'll work out the playing time, I guess. Or maybe Arch Manning starts from day one and never redshirts. Or maybe he never plays at Texas. But for whatever you can do in June of 2022 to take care of your 2023, 4, 5, etc., Steve Sarkisian's done it. I started mentioning in the offseason, this trumps all of it. In the offseason, I was like, everybody aware they lost to Kansas? Everybody aware they had a losing record last year? And he keeps getting all these stud recruits. No, he just got the stud recruit. Congratulations, Sark.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
All week, all year, Chuck Oliver Show talking college football. Arch Manning is committed to the University of Texas. And Eli Holsting is committed to the University of Alabama. If you look back at various recruiting classes, there are years where Alabama fans had to adjust to a little bit of disappointment. And it doesn't matter which year you go to, who you're talking about, because if you go way, 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 way back, and I'm talking 2016, that's DeLorean trip, folks. Alabama wanted Shea Patterson. They didn't get him. They got Jalen Hurts. That's just what it is. You're not going to get every five-star, and Alabama had already, I don't want to say, moved on anyway. They were still recruiting Arch Manning. But they got somebody else, and they got a bunch of somebody else's, and they got somebody else last year, and they get somebody else next year. 2017, they didn't get Davis Mills or Hunter Johnson, the top two rated quarterbacks in America. They got Tua Tagovailoa. You're not going to get everybody, even Alabama. I want to welcome on now a good friend of the program, good guy to talk to whenever it's time to talk Alabama anything. I want to welcome on Ryan Fowler, host of The Game every afternoon, 2 to 6 on 100.9 FM in Tuscaloosa. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. I literally just walked out of the doctor's office, and I looked at my phone, and someone had sent me the Arch Manning, you know, verbal commitment. I think Alabama fans were probably, you know, disappointed. I think Georgia fans were also probably pretty disappointed. But, you know, Chuck, is this unreasonable to think that it's all based on Texas this year? Because when you look at that Texas job, 5-7 last year, what if something happens and Sark goes, I don't know, 7-5, 6-6? What if he has another 5-7 type season? Does all that change? You know, does the hot seat begin to heat up for Sark out in Austin? I think those are fair questions.
Absolutely it does. And I don't think that that's a provocative question at this point that we're talking about. Granted, a high-profile, coordinator in the SEC, et cetera, and he's only entering year two. I have described what Sark is, not the hot seat, but I've said he's on the clock. That after last year when everyone seemed to dismiss, you lost to Kansas, you had a losing record, et cetera, et cetera. With the recruiting wins, that you can only convince everybody to kind of look the other way. You can only, you know, misdirection ever so often. And he's got to get results this year, and that includes a trip from Alabama.
Yeah, and so, you know, you start looking at that schedule, and, you know, as you said, I mean, they got to worry about Kansas if you look back at Texas. So, and the part that, you know, I covered Sark here in Tuscaloosa. I don't know if he has a strong enough personality, because some of the same problems that I see from when Nick Saban arrived here to Alabama is I also see from a distance there in Austin. That's just what I see. I mean, I see that, you know, the boosters want to roll, and they want a seat at the table, and, you know, they're going to give mega, mega bucks to the university. So when you kind of back up and you really begin to kind of think about this, I would, if you said, Ryan, you got to bet on Sark, do you think he's the head coach when he comes into the SEC? Right now, I would say no, because they're not very patient out there. They have the same problem prior to Nick Saban's arrival that Alabama did here in Tuscaloosa.
So, Ryan, there's a lot to kind of go through with what you're talking about there. And I'll talk about the first one. And I think, I mean, I guess you would agree with this, that it's not even a monumental thing anymore for, like, what happens if they change the coach or they get a better recruit or you don't start or what. Like, okay, I'll go somewhere else. That used to be this huge, huge decision when you would transfer. And now, even for five-star, I mean, I mentioned Shea Patterson. Oh, it didn't get Shea Patterson. He went to Ole Miss, and then he went to Michigan. It's not that big a deal. I mean, if it doesn't work out, then Arch Manning would leave.
Yeah, and so this commitment is like, you know, it's almost like it comes with agreements, right? If I feel that Texas is back, now I'm sure Arch Manning is – he's going to be able to think that, hey, I can go in there and to be able to compete. I can go in there and I can be the guy that turns it around. Now, you know, and we talk about the negative, but what if he goes in and he flips the script on Texas? What if he's able to get them back on track? What I mean, could you imagine? I mean, his hero status goes up from where it is now, which is, you know, a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
I mean, it goes beyond that. If he's the guy that flips the script, but – see, they've had talented quarterbacks, it's not like they've not had talented quarterbacks, but it's just been a problem out there. It's been somewhat of a culture that they're trying to shake a little bit. Like I said, I'm going to watch this. I know it's valid here in the last part of June, but will it be valid in November? You know, will he still stick with that if that program is trending down?
Follow this man on Twitter, at Ryan C. Fowler. Hear him every afternoon, 100.9 FM in Tuscaloosa, hosting The Game. So something else along the lines of what you were mentioning there, and name, image, likeness. Arch Manning, he will have endorsement deals. I don't know what they're going to be. I just know that they, whether it's in Austin, Tuscaloosa, Athens, or anywhere else, he was going to have that. Wasn't necessarily the priority for him, we don't imagine. But I do want to ask, because we know it will be significant for him as a recruit. Talk about Nick Saban's comments, not towards Jimbo Fisher, but what was behind him. Folks, specifically our boosters, we really need to up our name, image, likeness game if we're going to continue to have elite results on the recruiting trail. Unpack that a little bit against the backdrop of Arch Manning just went to Texas, and I can guarantee you he's got million-dollar-plus deals.
Well, and I think Arch would have had anything. I mean, I think he could have went to he would have been able to just land, you know, massive deals because of that name, because of that, that pedigree. So I think regardless of where he ended up, you know, I kept saying in my head, why would he not look at USC? Why would he? I mean, because Lincoln Riley and what he's been able to do with quarterbacks, to me, in my opinion, you know, if I'm a hotshot quarterback, and I think that's where Lincoln's going to be able to rebound. But going back to your original question is, it is going to be, you know, a problem. I was talking to Joe Theismann yesterday, and we're talking about a guy who changed his last name for kind of like
Theismann.
Old school name image like this, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, he changed his name because he knows how to market. But he was even hesitant about all this being used for recruiting and how this is being used, you know, behind the scenes to land these big time players. Like I don't want anybody to walk away saying I'm making allegations, because like I said, Arch Manning could have got money anywhere he went as far as the publicity.
Yeah, and it's
the
all allowed
value. Yeah. So and now when you look at it, does this add an incentive? I don't think it does. The big win for Texas is not about Arch Manning. It is Arch Manning, but now you watch the players that want to sign up and play with him. So you're probably going to get four or five guys that are going to want to go with him, offensive linemen, wide receivers. I mean, so it's like a huge win for Sark, not just for today. And I kept saying that here in Tuscaloosa that, you know, it would help Nick Saban kind of from the standpoint of PR. Alabama's not had a great recruiting year right here. Now, I don't know if he's adjusting. They did get a big commitment here locally just a couple of days ago, Wilkin Formby, but Alabama was not doing very good in recruiting. I think they only had like three or four verbal commitments. They were ranked somewhere around 50th in the country. Not that you want to overreact in June, but June's become a very important month when we talk about official visitors.
Continuing with Ryan Fowler, just a couple more minutes with him. So, five-star quarterback out of Tennessee, Ty Simpson, I believe already on campus. In fact, Alabama had like 20 kids show up early. What is the early opinion about Ty Simpson?
Well, let's go back to A-Day and just what we were able to see with our eyes. I thought this young man had a lot of skill set, and really the part that maybe got me the most is his ability to move outside of the pocket, to be able to you know, when you're going up against that Alabama defense and you're having to, you know, dodge pressure. But I thought the way that he kept his composure, like I said, he showed me something outside of the pocket. I've interviewed this kid quite a bit, and I'm always impressed with these quarterbacks. It's just amazing, you know, what they go through with just training about how to deal with people. And, you know, whether it's Mac Jones or, you know, it's A.J. McCarron coming out of St. Paul's down in Mobile. But that's what I was impressed with Ty Simpson, his leadership characteristics. But then I also saw a little a little strength in that arm. But don't forget about this guy. I know everybody's focused on Arch Manning, and Alabama fans all across the Southeast are like, oh, man, we could have had this guy. But don't forget about Eli Holstein. I've talked to so many people down in Zachary, Louisiana, from his quarterback coach to guys that he works with down there, analysts that I trust down in that area. They are very confident in Eli Holstein. And some people even say, what if you put the name on Eli Holstein? Would he get that same publicity? I think the answer is yes. His name is Holstein instead of, Manning. A talented quarterback coming out of Zachary, Louisiana.
Yeah, and if you hadn't looked at the dimensions on these kids, I mean, I remember
monster.
Yeah, every year, there may be a kid like Chase Daniel when he came out. I was like, Chase Daniel's about 5'10". I was like, oh, but look what kind of quarterback he is. That goes way back. I mean, you have those kids, Russell Wilson, you have those kids. This year's class, Ryan, 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", 6'4". I'm talking quarterbacks this year. And as you said, Holstein's about 6'4", 225. That's as a rising senior. That's a whole lot of quarterback.
Yeah. So, and I think it's a big priority for Alabama to get probably one more quarterback. So that's the real competition, is to be able to see which guys are able to come in. And, you got Tua and Mac Jones in the same class. That's what Nick Saban has got to go out. He's got to go out and get another, not just size, but a quarterback, because this room with Bryce Young departs, you're down to two scholarship quarterbacks. But, Chuck, is it fair to say that may be the trend in college football, that your quarterback room is almost like what you're going to have to manage in the NFL?
Oh,
you're almost.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's two kids that you recruit because you actually want them in the program, maybe out of high school even. And then you're going to go to Bowling Green or Ball State or, Western Carolina, and you're going to get a rising senior who realizes, I ain't going to play, but I get to be on the big stage. I might get an SEC championship ring. I get to play in front of 100,000. I'm telling you, you're like Grant Loy, the kid that Auburn brought in a couple years back. You're going to have a rising senior or even graduate quarterback on a lot of Power 5 rosters who are there, because everybody knows you're not supposed to play, but you probably could play if you had to. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's just like every time I see a school that gets a big-time commitment, I'm like, will he stay?
Yeah,
will he go there for a year?
Yeah.
And like Louisville got a number two running back just a couple of days ago, big five-star, and I'm going, can they really hang on to him? If he goes there and is productive, we'll and see, here's the part that's going to add up, and I know you got to get me to a break, but what if we get to December and you got coaches going on the hot seat, and they need a win on the recruiting trail to keep their job one more year? What's that name, image, and likeness recruiting incentive going to be out there? Like if you know that, hey, I got to get something to tell them that I'm going in the right direction, that name, image, and likeness deal is going to become even larger to save jobs across college football.
Ryan, I got news for you. This is my show, and when you're talking, you go as long as you want. All right, so we'll push off. In fact, we'll make it a telethon. We'll just roll straight through with no commercials. Ryan, appreciate your time, brother. Thank you, man.
Hey, I'll see you in Atlanta. You guys have an awesome rest of your June. Thank you, sir.
Follow him on Twitter at Ryan C. Fowler. Listen to him on 100.9 Tide FM in Tuscaloosa. Talking about dimensions of quarterbacks, and I was going through this year's quarterback class and saying 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and that's kind of normal. 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", that's normal. I went back 5 years ago, or what is this? 5 years ago, class-wise. Five-star Hunter Johnson, 6'2". Five-star Tua, 6'1". Now you're out of five stars. High four stars, Jake Fromm, 6'1". Four-star Tate Martell. Tate Martell looked like a hood ornament at Ohio State. He looked he's listed as 5'10 and a half. The guy who's 6'2, his coaches are fudging. The guy who's 5'10 and a half, I can promise you the half is fiction at least. Tate Martell, he was the fifth highest rated quarterback in America. He's 5'10 and a half. Now, height is just height, and what happens on Saturday in football, it's a way, way, way different proposition than what happens on Sunday. So you can be 5'10 and a half, and you can be Chase Daniel, be an All-American, be an NFL draft pick, but just not play a whole lot. Sam Ellinger was 6'1", and he was one of the bigger quarterbacks in that draft. Excuse me, in that recruiting class. The quarterbacks this year, Arch Manning, 6'4". Malachi Nelson, I'm going in order, 5 stars. Malachi Nelson, Southern Cal, 6'3". The kid from California, who I have not gotten his name down, and I'm going to, but he's going to Tennessee. He's committed, 6'5". Uncommitted Dante Moore out of Detroit, who we talked about earlier in the week, 6'2". Kid from Birmingham going to Clemson, 6'4". Jalen Rashada, who may be going to Miami or Florida, 6'4". Eli Holstein going to Alabama, 6'4". This is a normal thing this year. Big, giant people playing quarterback, and it's part of how you get a high rating anyway, because if all things are equal and you're 6'3", and that kid's 5'10 and a half like Tate Martell, where you're going to get the higher rating. Ain't a whole lot of those big quarterbacks from even 4 or 5 years ago. That is the signature of this quarterback class. They all look like NFL guys.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Their entire 2023 class kind of hinged on the fact that Arch Manning needed to go ahead and jump in the class so that they could build pieces around him. So now they're going to be able to do that. And, you know, they're going to be able to catch up on some guys that, you know, I think they might be trailing for now. So, you know, the Manning name will hopefully be able to help them going forward.
Pied Piper sort of stuff. Rivals recruiting analyst Nick Harris. Paraphrase. This is massive. This is huge. It's the Hoover Dam of recruits. Not only because you may get Arch Manning on the field actually playing for you at some point, but who else he may lead to the program. That's normal. I saw it in, who was it? Oh, Jadeveon Clowney last week. Did you see his quote? I think it was last Friday or so, Thursday. He had a good season last year. I think he had 9 sacks. Oh, yeah, I want to be with Cleveland because Deshaun's here. That's why I like being with Cleveland, because Deshaun. I was going to go wherever Deshaun was going to go. That's NFL. Folks, that's high school now. There are super teams built in high school. Bishop Gorman, IMG, you ever heard of those? So it happens. And now Texas, they got Arch Manning and whoever he brings. Question, Ryan Fowler asked it. We just had him on. But question that a lot of folks, well, will he ever play? And I threw that out there. What if there's a coaching change? What if Quinn Ewers wins the Heisman this year and has one more? He's Bryce Young next year, the returning starting quarterback. What if, what if, what if? What do you mean, what if? If Quinn Ewers sets school and conference passing records, do you know what the 5-star true freshman who's redshirting will do? Probably leave. You know what I'm partly basing that on? It's what Quinn Ewers did last year. He's a 5-star true freshman quarterback recruit. Didn't really play. He went to Ohio State. What did the starting quarterback do? Set some school and conference passing records. You know what Quinn Ewers said? Hey, I'm leaving. Sun came up the next morning in C-Bus and Austin. Huge news. Quinn Ewers is coming home. I can't swear to you Quinn Ewers is going to start this year for a reason other than he's Quinn Ewers and a redshirt freshman. but it is massive. Get them while you can. What's up, Dan?
Well, one thing that I had heard was a consistent theme from the beginning with all of this is this goes back to Jeff Duncan, who knows the Manning family about as anybody. And if you don't know who Jeff Duncan is, columnist, New Orleans, now with The Athletic, speaking to The Athletic. And it was, they want program stability like nobody's business. And that was the question that I think people had as a hangup with Texas for the longest time was, why would he choose Texas? There's already even sort of rumblings with losing to Kansas and going 5-7 last year that they might be looking ahead of Steve Sarkisian. I guarantee you that the Manning family, Cooper, everybody that was there on the visit, they talked with Chris Del Conte too. They talked with whoever about what is the future of Steve Sarkisian here. I guarantee you they told him it's rock, stone, solid. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. He is our head football coach, and he will be the head football coach here, so you don't need to worry about that. Where he had the same thing at Alabama, that was a given. Nick Saban's going to decide to leave when Nick Saban wants to leave. The same deal now after the national championship at Georgia with Kirby. But the only thing I can think of now is that when it really came down to it, I think that his heart was dead set on Texas from the beginning. I think that he wanted to go there. I think that Austin enamored him. I think that also, too, the thought process that he could maybe even be able to carve out his own path going into the SEC was another thing that stood out to him as well. I think as well that Georgia fans, it's going to get back to the narrative with Kirby Smart. You don't know what you're doing with quarterbacks. That's going to be said today. That fans are going to say, you didn't get him because you have shown that you can't handle a top-tier quarterback at this point and be able to give them the opportunity to be able to flourish and to be able to grow and go from there. I think that narrative is going to be reborn today.
Dan, tremendous job today. David on the ones and twos. All the guests today. Is monumental for however long it lasts. Monumental announcement today, Arch Manning. There are five-star quarterbacks, varying number, every single year. But this one, because of the name and et cetera, et cetera, you always know there's a five-star quarterback out there that you hear as a freshman or a sophomore in high school, but you don't remember it. You remember Arch Manning. So this is a big, big, big day potentially for Texas. We will know how big in about 4 years. Kyle Allen and Kyler Murray didn't turn out to be very big for your Texas A&M. Longhorns fan, you're really hoping this is different. So, like I said, give them credit. They got the commitment. Wraps it up on a Thursday, folks. Give me 22 hours. Be back tomorrow with more of the Chuck Oliver Show.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.